How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Covfefe podcast. I am Anthony Irwin. I am joined by Harrison Fagan. Harrison, what are you laughing about? Did I?
You're going political right off the bat, I see. That's okay. You're just going to get us in trouble.
All right. Anywho, we haven't changed anything. We're still the Locked On Lakers podcast. I am still joined by Harrison Fagan. You can still find the show on Audio Boom, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, TuneIn, Stitcher, and today's Fast Break. Today's show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Today's show, we're going to talk about Lonzo Ball not working out with other prospects and potentially not working out with other teams. Harrison has a hot take that's going to come on the end of this thing. But before we get to all of that, I have a little rant to go on. And Harrison,
is something grinding your gears?
Something's been annoying me. And I know people are going to be sitting there like shocked. Oh my God, Anthony's annoyed by something or whatever. But you and I agreed that the fine system is out of play today. I am allowed to say...
I use the amnesty clause on you finally.
I am allowed to say Byron Scott without having to worry about repercussions for
you said it on the podcast. I'm like, you can't see me right now, but I involuntarily jumped a little bit. I was excited about the tweet I was going to send from your account, but then I realized, of course, that I'd just given you amnesty.
So, all right, for whatever reason, it's for this reason. Byron is charismatic. He's good in front of a TV camera. He is knowledgeable enough for casual fans to just kind of roll with whatever he says, because
he's a Showtime legend.
Yeah, he has this cachet about him that people will just they'll say, all right, this makes enough sense. When you actually listen to him talk, you sit there and you just like, today I was at the I got a haircut today, and I get my haircut at Sports Clips. By the way, Sports Clips, if you want to sponsor an episode or
okay.
But anywho, but I was there and I was listening to Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp talk, and I was getting like dumber by the syllable. And it's the same kind of thing when like Byron Scott talks, where the delivery is good and he's charismatic enough that it sounds okay. But then if you actually listen to the things he's saying and take into account the kind of context that, you know, people should be taking into account with Byron, I can't help but wonder sometimes, like, why are we listening to this guy at all?
Well, I think I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, but when we were talking about writing on his comments on what this is in reference to, in case anybody missed it, was he said about the Paul George situation on Mark Willard's radio show in San Diego, I believe. But he said, I think it's a risk if you wait. I think the Lakers would like to make a splash this summer. So he said that. And when we wrote it up, I told Drew that the headline should be local unemployed man has some tips for company that fired him.
Mm-hmm. And so like my issue here is if he ever offered anything that was contrary to like what everybody knows he's going to say, right? Like this idea that he has no baggage coming into any conversation with D'Angelo Russell is ridiculous. Like, every time he has an opportunity...
I think he'd probably admit that, like, with his comments.
Yeah, like, every single opportunity he has to crap on this kid, he takes it. And two things. First off, it's why D'Angelo Russell has this uphill battle in terms of what the national media thinks of him, is because in every single, like, if the Lakers ever played on, or when they played on ESPN, they had their pregame meetings where they talked to Byron and they tried to get a feel for how the team was coming along. And at every stage last year, he was crapping on D'Angelo Russell.
And then now they have him in their offices.
Yeah, and now he's doing the same thing. But, you know, he went so far as to say that he still doesn't think D'Angelo Russell has the work ethic necessary to be successful in the NBA, to which I would say, how the F would you have any idea what he's actually doing right now? Byron, you aren't around the team. And if I was Magic Johnson, I would say, hey, dude, you're a friend of mine. We won championships together. You're making my job harder by being a effusive moron at every step of the along the way. And look, I know we're coming back from a long weekend, and you don't want to like jump into a podcast with me yelling about some dude who doesn't effing matter in terms of the Lakers moving forward. But please, ESPN, please, Fox Sports Radio, please, whoever the hell is thinking about giving this moron a damn platform, think differently. Like, I'd rather listen to LeVar Ball talk to me about basketball than Byron Scott at this point, because Byron obviously has an axe to grind against somebody who is still trying to make it in the NBA. He wouldn't go like this with any Laker that they had last year or at any point in his coaching career. And it also bears mentioning that this guy is literally the worst Lakers coach ever. Del Harris is sitting there like, thank you. Thank you, Byron, for appearing in my life so I am no longer looked at as the worst coach in the history of the National Basketball Association in regards to the Lakers. And look, I said literally regarding the Lakers, but arguably in the history of the NBA, there has not been another coach who was so laughably bad that people...
Shouts to Kurt Rambis holding it down.
Kurt, again, he's out there saying like, hey man, thanks Byron. Thanks for being a complete doofus. But like, think about the leeway that a Los Angeles Laker would get for winning titles in Los Angeles. Like, think about the amount of good cred that Byron somehow ruined by how bad of a coach he was. And yet still, we're hearing this guy talk about the team. Still, we're hearing this guy talk about a player that he had a seemingly personal vendetta against from the day D'Angelo Russell showed up. Like, for those who keep on putting him on their platform, he has a name. But nobody gives a crap about his name anymore because he's a complete idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about in regards to the modern NBA. There's a reason this guy he coached an NBA finals and will not see an NBA bench in the anywhere near foreseeable future. Like, that should say something when somebody like Kurt Rambis is somehow still able to be on the Knicks bench. Like, that should matter.
Well, by being Phil Jackson's friend. But I also did find it amusing that in one of his interviews over the last couple of weeks, I forget which one, so apologies for that. But he said that the NBA wasn't really for him anymore. If he was going to coach, it would be in college. So, you know, he's making that decision.
Oh, man. I never change, Byron, or do change. You know, maybe do change and get, you know, become employable again. But good Lord, like, just please get him off of my Twitter timeline, get him off of my radio airwaves, get him off of my TV, just get him out of the Los Angeles Lakerdom. And it wouldn't shock me at all if Magic kind of went behind the scenes and told him, hey, buddy, you need to cut this out. Like, you're making my life way harder than it has to be by... The only person who is the most vocal about D'Angelo Russell not having the trade value that people think he should is Byron Scott. Like, he's
well, I would say he's the only person.
Well, I would say he's his most vocal detractor.
Yeah, I mean, you mean like outside of our Twitter mentions?
Well, no, I'm not counting egg abbeys out there. But in terms of people with voices, what's up?
I think we should probably start to walk away from this now. Maybe I think you made your point.
I guess we'll go to break really quickly. We'll talk about Seeky Care in a second. But before we do that, I just want to say, Byron, go bleep yourself. All right. Let's talk about SeatGeek really quickly. SeatGeek has supported us from day one. They have been incredible with us at every step along the way. They continue to make their product better.
They're the not Byron Scott of ticket providers. They're so successful. SeatGeek were an NBA coach, it would be undefeated.
They could actually write a book about success.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know,
the success. Using the promo code LO Lakers, I saved so much money that I became a millionaire. I think that's how math works.
But SeatGeek, they have their deal score, and it's hugely clutch. I continue to look on there. I've decided I'm going back and forth whether or not to actually sell the Zach Brown tickets and try to move up further or whatever. But I know to do so whether or not. To do so based on this deal score. And right now, the deal that I got these tickets at is like the bright dark green circle that you get to let you know you got a great deal. So that's great for me. Harrison, you enjoy the price alerts, right? When are we going to a Dodgers game? Like, I want to go to a Dodgers game.
I don't know, man. We got to figure it out. But when we do, we're going to bring a friend that hasn't used the SeatGeek promo code yet, and we're going to use the promo code LO Lakers to get a $20 rebate on their first ticketing purchase, which all of you can do as well.
Mm-hmm. Again, like Harrison said, use the code LO Lakers on your first purchase using the application to get $20 back. It's a great application. Go on SeatGeek.com or download the app and buy your tickets today. It's the fastest and easiest way to buy tickets online. All right. Let's go.
SeatGeek. That's the makeup for all the, you know, anger that Anthony spewed in the first block. Just that. That's a little savings for you guys so that you can enjoy sports again after that.
I saw red and it got ugly. I'm afraid to listen back to that. All right. So let's try to turn this around and make it.
Let's go on a lighter note.
Yeah. On a lighter note. Lonzo Ball is doing everything he possibly can to be a Laker.
Yes.
And for the number of times that we keep on hearing about how the Lakers brand is dead, you have a top two rookie doing everything he can to be a Laker, and you have a top, would you say, 15 or 17 player being hellbent times two to come to the Lakers. Like, for everybody who kept on talking about how the Lakers brand is somehow dead, the Lakers have injected a brand new front office into everything.
They might be injecting some big baller brand.
You gotta be careful with the phrasing there. But Lonzo is reportedly not going to work out with the Celtics. And then it came out shortly thereafter that he was not going to work out potentially with other teams. For at first it was just the Celtics he was not going to work out with, which would have been an all-time troll move.
Well, no, first it was he's not going to work out for any team but the Lakers, and then it was specifically he's not going to work out for the Celtics and is considering the Sixers. And then now Tanya Ganguly of the Los Angeles Times reported that the Sixers and Suns are under consideration for workouts. Mm-hmm. So I mean, this is a hilarious troll job on a lot of levels by just him just saying like, nah, you know, number one pick, I don't really care.
It is basically like what would happen if Kobe and what he did to try to become a Laker at his draft. Like, if Twitter was around for that, you would kind of see how people are reacting to Lonzo Ball pulling the stuff that he's pulling, right? Like, I'm already seeing, like, Snotty Drippin is somehow on this crazy thing right now that somehow Lonzo's way down on Lonzo Ball. It's odd that a Celtics fan would take up that note.
He's disrespecting the Garden, man.
Yeah, like it's just the reaction to Lonzo and the reaction to LeVar is for people who wish that we could have seen some of the reaction to Kobe in live time back then with social media. Like, this is kind of what – this is a taste of what it would have been back then. Although –
yeah. Oh.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, the difference here was that Kobe wasn't a consensus top two type of prospect. Kobe back then, he was not an unknown, but – you know, there were a lot of people out there who were saying the Lakers were taking an immense risk by trading Vlade Divac for Kobe Bryant. Just this kid coming out of high school, and people weren't necessarily sure what was going on there. But if, like, the Lakers were to trade, if Zubats was like 5 years older and had shown that he was, you know, really turning into a legitimate NBA player.
Top five player.
Yeah, and if Zubats was turning into what people thought Vlade was turning into, and they turn around and they traded him for, say, I don't even know who would, there's a dude named Tatum in this draft, right? So if the Lakers turn around and traded Zubats 5 years from now for this guy Tatum and of that kind of caliber, then, you know, people would kind of freak out a bit. But with Lonzo, he's this top two prospect who has been angling almost as soon as he got to UCLA. There was the grumblings about the Lakers. And it again, he's a local kid, and you're always going to hear that. But I never hear it so obviously for kids who, you know, grew up in New York and want to play for the Knicks. I don't really hear it for people who grew up in Boston and wanted to play for the Celtics. For the Lakers, it's always... it's always
a little
different.
How many basketball players grew up in Boston, though, to be fair?
Simmons will tell you he's a great pickup player.
Yeah. So. No, so I have some thoughts on this, but we're going to get to those in a few minutes. I'm curious for whether or not you think that this matters. Does it bother you that he's trying to so transparently force his way to the Lakers? Does it bother you that he's not willing to work out against other top prospects?
So those are two very different responses for me. The first one, it doesn't bother me at all that he's trying as hard as he pot. He's using the leverage that he can. Like, very few draft prospects have actual leverage, and he's using it, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm cool with that. Like, I really enjoy that LeBron is out there and people call him the de facto GM of the Cavs. Like, I really enjoy that these NBA players have realized, wait.
I know. I saw that quote from LeBron that said that he wanted to own an NBA team someday, and I'm like, wait a second. Like you mean like right now?
Yeah.
Without paying the salaries out of your own pocket?
Yeah. So, like, I really enjoy the power, the empowerment that NBA players are enjoying right now, because I think it should have happened way longer ago for various reasons. But – That you know, regarding Lonzo and the Lakers, like, that's cool to me. The other thing here to that I've noticed was, remember when LeVar Ball went on whatever radio station he went on back then, and he said that Lonzo would be he welcomed the challenge of Lonzo playing side by side along with De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
And the reaction to that, I don't know if you noticed this, but the reaction to that on either my personal mentions or the Silver Screen and Roll mentions was, wait, no, this is stupid. De'Aaron Fox is a workout nightmare. This guy's an incredible athlete. This can't play out well for Lonzo Ball. And,
yeah, he could only really hurt himself. Lonzo's not really a one-on-one player.
Yeah, as LeVar Ball said, it was
LeVar
weird.
Ball, he did say, he did report, LeVar Ball of Big Baller Brand reported that Lonzo Ball, quote, ain't scared of nobody.
Thanks, guy who won't be playing.
And that he wants the reporters and all the news in there, because De'Aaron Fox had one game for 39 points. Who else did he do that to? You're going to justify his whole career on one game against Lonzo.
There's so many, like, that quote was a roller coaster.
Fun fact, NBA teams didn't look at any other tape of De'Aaron Fox other than that one game against UCLA.
All right, I want to break down that quote really quickly, because it's a roller coaster. So say that again. So try saying that one more time.
Okay, so he said, let me pull up like the full quote right here really right. quick while as I stall with my uh-huh. Okay,
go ahead.
So here it is, and he said this again. Where did he say this? It was on Colin Cowherd's show. Of course it was. Go ahead. He ain't scared of nobody. You want to work him out one-on-one, then you're going to see what really goes on. I hope the reporters and all the news is in there. De'Aaron Fox had one game for 39 points. Who else did he do that? You're going to justify his whole career on one game against Lonzo?
All right, so earlier in that interview, or either later in that interview, one or the other, he actually says that Lonzo Ball isn't a one-on-one player. He's a team player. He's a like winner kind of thing. Which, like,
oh, this guy.
Yeah. So, like, that goes against the first half of that thing. And then, like, it's not a compliment.
Hey, big ballers don't care about contradicting themselves in the same interview.
It's not a compliment to say that De'Aaron Fox didn't drop 39 on anybody else other than my son, who I'm supposed to be selling to teams.
My
right now.
Son is the best at getting 39 dropped on him by De'Aaron Fox.
Like that. Oh, LeVar.
You watch Steph Curry guard him and hold him to 27. Nobody sets De'Aaron Fox up for success like my son.
Yes. So what he's trying to say is that De'Aaron Fox should be a Laker too. Like, Lonzo Ball and De'Aaron Fox. Like, nobody could set De'Aaron Fox up better than Lonzo Ball. So make him your teammate, you know?
Yeah. Lonzo Ball just guards him the whole game, even though they're on the same team. And De'Aaron Fox just inexplicably gets going every single time.
So the second half of what I was going to say earlier, though, when you said, you know, am I concerned about Lonzo kind of backing off from that statement? And it actually makes me a little bit more excited. And it's so I said some stuff on the Lakers Outsiders podcast where I said that if Lonzo Ball distances himself from LeVar Ball, it would kind of show that he was like a real one. And I want to clarify this. It would be unfortunate that the situation would get to that point, right? Like, I don't want father-son to be ripped apart in this situation.
Yeah, maybe we should be calling you the home wrecker here.
Yeah, no, I'm the way I phrased it and stuff, I went back and I listened and I said, all right, I should probably clarify this stuff. So to be absolutely clear, I think Lonzo Ball making this decision to not go up against other prospects shows a bit of maturity on either his end or his entire camp's end that he didn't show before, or that they didn't show before. And I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know who's making this decision. But if it's Lonzo Ball telling his dad, hey, man, like, I'm trying. It's already hard enough to be successful in the NBA. You're making my life harder on me than it has to be. Let's just pump the brakes here a bit and let's be smart about managing this pre-draft situation as best we can, understanding that we have the leverage that I have because I performed the way I did at UCLA. Right? Like, all of this stuff. There are various levels of this, and multiple things here can be true. I think LeVar can have a large mouth, and Lonzo can be a very... By all accounts, he is not that. And if he went to his dad and said, hey, we have to be smarter about this, or if an agent went to LeVar and said, we have to be smarter about this, and LeVar listened, then everybody in that entire camp looks better because they wound up making the smarter decision.
Yeah, I mean, is that all you got? Because I think that this is kind of a jumping off point. Because I have a hot take on this whole Lonzo Ball thing.
Uh-oh. All right. So it's been a while for everybody. For those of you who may have not listened to the show before, Harrison, sometimes he's a little bipolar. He'll jump off the deep end. And he will have these hot takes. I'm
usually pretty relaxed, but it's hiding an internal fire. And occasionally I just like let it spew in one of the hot takes if you're new to the show.
So make sure we're about to jump into one of these hot takes. Turn your radios down a little bit. Harrison gets excited about this. Ready, Harrison?
Let's do this.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Do your thing.
All right, Anthony, I'm getting real sick of this prima donna Lonzo Ball, okay? First, He starts out, he doesn't get his degree from UCLA. He's leaving after 1 year. What kind of message does that send to the kids? Does Lonzo not think education is important? Anthony, if you really think about it, by not getting his degree like this, he might as well just walk into your hypothetical child's classroom and spit in their teacher's face, because that's what he thinks of education. He literally thinks he's too cool for school and he's leaving for the draft.
All right, so can I ask you a question here?
Sure.
Why does he, like, he doesn't have to finish his school, like, while not being paid. He can, like, Kobe went to college while he was
a quitter, Anthony.
Okay.
Then there's this whole thing. He won't work out for other teams thing. Oh, I'm sorry, Lonzo. I didn't realize joining the Lakers was just a draft participation trophy. These freaking millennials, Anthony, they want everything handed to them. Everything. SMDH. I would say shaking my head, but I'm trying to show you what it would be like if I was as lazy as Lonzo and didn't just do my job and go work out for other teams, or in this case, give hot takes. You know who didn't refuse to work out for other teams, Anthony?
Who?
Can you want to take a guess?
Jesus?
Kobe! You know why? Because he had the Mamba mentality to know that even if he was going to force his way to the Lakers, he still had to work out for these other teams so that they could look and see pictures of Kobe in Celtics gear and they would know what they missed out on. And also, double benefit, he could also get pissed at them for following his wishes and not drafting him so that he could force his way to the Lakers.
Can I just throw a minor correction. Kobe actually didn't work out for several teams in that pre-draft. Like, he was one of the first pieces.
I don't know. All I know is there are pictures of Kobe working out for other teams. Where are the pictures of Lonzo Ball in a Sixers workout gear?
That's fair point.
Yeah. So now, like, not only is he not going to work out for other teams, but he won't work out against any other top prospects. You know what? Like, maybe his dad was right, and he is a better fit for the Warriors than Steph Curry, because apparently the only players who hate competition more than Steph and KD is Lonzo Ball.
Wow. I mean, they made a
super team, but Lonzo literally does not even want opponents. He just wants to, like, play against an empty gym and defeat that basket on his way to his NBA titles. What are the Lakers going to do if he refuses to work out against other players when he's in the NBA and he just sits on the bench because he doesn't want to hurt his stock around the league?
I think that would hurt his stock.
It's setting a pretty dangerous precedent, Anthony. People are going to be like, oh, that Lonzo Ball guy, he's pretty promising. He's never made any mistakes as long as he just sits on that bench in mint condition. I think you're setting a very dangerous precedent here by just saying he can dictate who he is playing for and against and when.
The precedent has been set for him, though.
Slippery slope, Anthony. That's all I'm saying. So you know who else didn't play basketball one-on-one in their pre-draft workouts?
Who?
Ryan Leaf and Jamarcus Russell, and look how that turned out. Yeah, that's right. Bus. How else are the Lakers supposed to judge his game if he won't even work out against others, against these top prospects? What are they supposed to do? Watch tape? That's freaking boring, man. Like, plus, they fired Chaz the bartender, and I think I'm like 90% sure that was his job.
That's undisputable. Indisputable.
Yeah. So, Anthony, I'm gonna wrap up on this. This guy, he's trying to trick the Lakers into drafting him by working out against no one. I'm staying woke on this, and you should too. Don't buy in on this big baller bust. Harrison out.
Harrison, would you say that Lonzo is using he's weaponizing his balls, or that LaVar is weaponizing his balls?
You actually made me spit on my mic.
I don't think the show's gonna get any better. I had another take to give, but honestly, I think I'm just
Oh man, come on! I hope this didn't get water damage.
All right, that does it for this show. Today's show is brought to you by SeatGeek.
There's a lot of anger on this show. I'm really sorry for everyone. We started with an Anthony rant, and then we ended with probably my hottest take, other than that the world should be destroyed because Brandon Ingram got Kobe's locker.
I hope Matt Moore listens to the end of the show. I might actually DM him this portion of the show.
so much anger.
All right. As always, find our show on Audio Boom, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, TuneIn, Stitcher, and today's Fast Break. Like I said earlier, today's show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Make sure you're using the promo code LOLakers to get $20 back off of your first purchase using the application. SeatGeek is the fastest and easiest way to buy tickets online. We'll talk to everybody again on Friday.
Actually, real quick, just like for our new listeners that made it this far and that like weren't angry by the hot take, if they didn't understand that it was parody, they're usually parody.
Yes, that was I would hope that this is obvious, but that is certainly parody.
Yeah, you some people.
I know. My entire account is almost a parody, and yet people
unintentionally.
Yeah. We'll talk to everybody again on Friday. A shorter week this week. We only have two shows this week. But on Friday, we have a fun guest to talk about people or draft prospects. You guys will really enjoy that one. We don't like to give out who the name is just in case things fall through. But if and when this works out, you guys will really enjoy that podcast.
Somebody very knowledgeable on the draft.
Way more knowledgeable than either Harrison and I combined.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to everybody then. I hope everybody had a very safe, long Memorial Day weekend. Thank you to those of you who have served. We really appreciate that sacrifice. We'll talk to everybody again on Friday. Have a great one.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.